Shayak, yes. Okay, so good evening. So, yeah. So, Simon Shin Yud Gimel. Also, still in the realm of an issue in Bechoros that comes up, although it doesn't necessarily come up so often if you do what you're supposed to in terms of selling it and stuff. But Simon Shin Yud Gimel is all about when you impose it, putting in a mum, causing a mum. So the Torah here writes, "Asur lahatel mum bebuchor v'asur afilu ligrom lo mum," that you're not allowed to impose a mum on the buchor, v'asur even to cause a mum to happen. What is it? What would that mean? Kigon litain devela al gabe azno kishit lena hakelim. So like if you put some what devela is like some kind of like date honey or some kind of something on the
Dates.
On the ears. What?
Dates.
Okay, on the ears.
Dates. No,
what?
Vela is figs, usually.
Figs, or like a fig cake or something, yes. Agavi azos, she put something on the ears of the animal, kadeshi itlena hakelim, so that a dog will come and bite it, misham, vayikta ezno, and then will tear the ear, and that would be considered a mum. So ima v'chiyotzi biza, something like that. So you're setting up a situation that will cause a mum to take place. So that also is a violation of this din. Or if you tell a guy to put a mum there, that also would be a problem. And if you do it be a daim, o begramato, ein shochten oso al yado, ach yipel bo mum acher miyatsu. Let's say you went ahead and did it, and you caused the mum to the animal with your hands, or you caused it by this idea, you know, putting the things on the ears and letting it get bit. You're not allowed to shech that animal so long as it be off of that mum. Right, you have to wait for it to get another mum. We must have a mum v'meis ein konsen b'no acharav el shochtan oso al yado. Now, if the guy went ahead and caused a mum and then he died, so then we don't impose a knas on the children. Rather, he shechtim on el shochtan oso al yado. Rather, he gets shechted. It can be shechted based on the fact that it had that mum. Okay, so we just said, they just said a bunch here, and it has to be broken down to figure out what is the halacha here, where is this all coming from. So the Beis Yosef there quotes from a couple of spots. The Beis Yosef on top of that page there says, Perek Psuli HaMukdashin, Perekin Sadin, so a couple of spots in Meseches Bechoros, it says that you're not allowed to create a mum. Perish Rashi D'yalef L'midichsiv, Kol Mum Lo'yiyah Bo, Kari Bey Lo'yiyah. That there is a pasuk in Parshas Emor that there will not be a mum. Now you read this at first glance, this pasuk, and it's a little hard to imagine. Rashi, like on the Chumash, Rashi doesn't even make a comment about it. Where would my Chumash go? Okay. There it is. By Rashi in Parshas Emor. Right, so the pasuk says, "V'ishki akriv zevach shlamim laHashem." Person is going to offer shlamim, lepalei neder ol nedava, right, because of his neder or nedava that he has, but bakar uvatzon, tamim yel leratzon, kol mum lo yiyabo, that it should be unblemished, and that right, tamim yel leratzon, it should be unblemished, kol mum lo yiyabo, and there should not be any mum on it. So the Gemara learns out in Bechoros, and this is actually the way, and it's part of the Minyan HaMitzvos, that not only should there not be a mum on it, but this is actually a negative, a mitzvos lo sase, a prohibition in putting a mum on anything that is kachim. So it's not just for Bechoros, it's any kachim. Anything that's supposed to be offered on the Mizbeach to go ahead and create a mum is a lo tase. Where is that from? From this pasuk, kol mum lo yiyabo. That's a little bit weird. It sounds like, from the pasuk, the language sounds like it's a like an iser asay or something, that there shall not be a mum on any of the things that you offer. But yet, nevertheless, the Rambam seems to understand it, and right, and that's the way it is in the Minyan HaMitzvos, that this is not just a, you're not allowed to have the mum, but you're not allowed to create the mum. And it's actually a lav against creating the mum. So then beyond that, so not only are you not allowed to create the mum, but if you went ahead and did create a mum, you're not allowed to shecht based off of that mum. You're not allowed to assume that it loses its kedusha off of that mum. How does that work? So that you have to assume is a din d'rabbanan. I mean that there was a knas there that was imposed upon this. Now, when he goes even a further step here, and the Mishnah in Bechorah says, not only is it a prohibition to create a mum, but even a grumma of the mum, even to create a mum by way of grumma, is also going to be considered to be a lav. It learns it out from the pasuk. Ko mum lo yeh bo. Bo means even if it's done by a grumma, even if you didn't cause it directly, but even if you caused it indirectly. That's at least what the Gemara says. Now, does that really mean, is that the oraisa? Is it not the oraisa, etc.? So the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion about this. So this in the sources, it's like page 7 or 8 or something. We'll just go jump there now. So, where is it here? Mm-hmm. I think, no. No, the Minchas Chinuch here is mitzvah, it's mitzvah Reish Pei, Reish Pei Zion. So,
On the sheets,
right, I think page 7, there's two pages of Minchas Chinuch. One of them is page Shin Sadi Ches, and the next one is page Tuf Aleph. So the one on page Shin Sadi Ches, So there, bottom left, he discusses the issue of grumma. Right, he says he named Mavur b'Bechoros Lamidal Amidalef of the Kavim Mekomos and Menachos as well. Beitza, the Rabbanon Savri the Usser Afilu Ligrom Mum b'Kachim, that it's a pro, that it's Usser even to cause a mum by Kachim, as it says Kol Mum the Afilu Grama Usser, that even a Grama would be Usser. Vayin Sham b'Bechoros B'Tosos Dibar Masel Echad Mum the Afilu Mandalo Darish Kol Mem Kan Darish. That even if you don't darshan every, I'm not sure what the mem kol mari, I don't know what he's right. He namevur the who iser doraisa. It sounds like it's making a real drasha to create an iser doraisa. That not only is it usser actively, but even usser to cause a grumma. Now, how do where you're setting up a situation where it's going to be caused? That is a that's a pretty big chiddush. But that is the suggestion that at least the Minchas Chinuch has. Rabbi Asher Weiss, who was just here over the weekend, so Friday morning he spoke about the concept of grumma. Had some very interesting ha'aros on that. So actually, how this would fit in is interesting. Meaning, does the Torah really include this possibility as one you would be chayiv? So he says, the Minchas Chinuch continues, he doesn't bring the grumma aser min haTorah, the Rambam doesn't quote that here. Meaning, Tosfos sounds like it's an Isser Doraisa based on Yitrasha, and the Rambam doesn't quote it as a problem in Hilchos Yisurim Yizbeach, where the prohibition is listed of causing a mum. Also, haragil lebuchor sheyipol b'mum kigon shenasan devela al azno, that one who is ragil lebuchor, that he regularly sets up for a bechor that that a mum should fall on it. For example, he puts the devela on it. Hareze lo yishchot alav, you shouldn't shecht off of that. Avol einu mavur imu iser Torah. But it's unclear whether that's actually an Isser Doraisa, the Esher the Af be Isser Dorabanan Kansuhu, because it's possible to say that even if it's only an Isser Dorabanan, they would still impose a Knas. Meaning, in Hilchos Bechoros, where the Rambam does quote this idea that there's a problem even of Grumma, and you wouldn't be able to Shecht if you caused the mum to be created, because you put the, you smeared some honey on the ear. So it's not clear whether that's an whether the Isser Shechita is that a there's still going to be an Isser Shechita, but it could be only an Isser Durabanan to cause the grumma, and the Shechita just happens. I mean the Isser Shechita is still going to exist even on Durabanan level, even though the grumma is only Durabanan. And even nowadays, this would be the halacha, as we see in the Torah, Shin Yud Gimel, right? Right? That there's still an Isser Shechita, even though today, a lot of these things are only Durabanan anyways, as we'll get to shortly. As we see, Kama Meiser Peiris, B'Shabbos, B'Yish Harbi Dvarim Sh'asim Durabanan, and the Chazal impose a Knas on it anyways. Lomatsasi didn't say Rambam, and I don't find it anywhere. I just skip down a little bit, and then he says Venira Li the after Isser Gromim Min Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch says no, but I really think that it is an Isser Doraisa, meaning the Gemara does learn it out from a pasuk. So then, why is there no Isser Malchus? Mikol Makom Eino Chayiv Malchus Im Hutal Mum Gromaso. If you cause a Malchus by you wouldn't get Malchus by this Groma Mum. Right, the Lomat Sinush Yechayev Al Grama B'Shum Malkum. That we never see. Meaning to say that you're over an Isser Doraisa by creating a Mum by way of Grama. Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, I could hear that. Right, we could build that case. But to say that you would actually be Chayev Makos for doing so, the Minchas Chinuch says that can't be. That we don't find that you're ever going to be Chayev Makos unless you directly do do a real Maisa, unless you really create unless you actually are actively involved in doing something. Okay, so that is the line of the Minchas Chinuch. So pulling it back over here, all the way to the beginning of the story, back to page one, that there's a prohibition to create the mum. This prohibition, it's to create a mum, even by way of grama, that is learnt out from a pasuk in the Gemara, although... And it seems like there are certainly Rishonim that do learn that way, that Grama is an Isser Doraisa when it comes to Mum, when it comes to creating the Mum. But it could be that even though it's an Isser Durabanan, either way, whether you do it directly or whether you do it by way of Grama, there's still going to be an Isser Shechita on that animal following, which is, that is going to be a Din Durabanan. I mean, there's a Knas Durabanan that is imposed and says that if you create if you created that mum, you're not allowed to go ahead and do the shechita afterwards. Okay. So
this makes me think about the story of Kamsun by Kamsun, where the guy puts a mum in the animal to prevent the Jews from bringing the sacrifice.
Right.
That was by the Romans. So yeah. I'm just wondering, could they have given him Malchus and just incapacitated him that way?
Right, except he might not have been makdish it yet. Meaning he might, I don't know if he violated the law or not when he did so. Let's pull out here. Sever Rabbanan, no. Azal Shadevi, the Eglat Tilsava Hadi, the Kasi, said the Muma, Benivs Vasayim. Amrila, Bedukum Shiva Ayin, Dukta, the Dan Hava Muma, the Dhu Lav Muma. I'm just looking in my sefer here, Be'ikvei Hagalus, where he goes through all those sugyas in Gittin, if he raises that. See, it's unclear. I mean, the Gemara, the line in the Gemara is Azal Shadda Be'yadei Egla Tilsa Bahadei Deka'asi Shadda Be'muma B'niv Sfasayim. V'amri La B'dukin Sheba'ayin Duchta Duchta D'lidana Hava Muma U'lidu Lav Muma Hu Savar Rabbanan L'karve. So Rabbanan thought to bring it anyways. But it could be that he was never actually makdashit, or he was makdashit when it already had the mum, or he violated the lav. Yeah, I mean, but right. I guess if he violated the lav, so then they would give him makos, and that might solve the issue. I don't know. Okay, so we can go to cover the first sif here. So skip to I think page 5, so 4 pages from the Torah down. So on page 5, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asr lahatal mum b'bechor, afilu ligrom lo mum." that you're not allowed to put a mum in a bechor, even to cause a mum. Could go leisa dvila, right? Al gabi aznot, like to put the figs on top of the ears so that a kelev will come along and bite it. Because she'd let a kelev misham v'yikta azno ima v'chayotzi baza. Oh, she'omer lo'ovi kochavim lahatil bo mum. Or that we say to an ovi kochavim to create the mum. Right, we'll get to that shortly. So the shach here on that first page says you're not allowed to set a mum. D'chsev kol mum lo yeh bo, v'darshina lo yeh bo at all. Meaning the shach seems to be saying that yeah, that's siding with those that say that this is a din d'oraisa. Right, that it's completely, that's an issur d'oraisa even to set up a grumma situation on the ears, which is interesting. Meaning, I don't know. I mean, how do you really define that? Like that's maybe you say that just. I mean, what if you put the things on the ears and it doesn't cause a mum? I mean, the dog never comes and bites it. Do you still violate the issur? That's a little hard. See how that fits. I don't know if there are other examples of where grumma would be an issur d'oraisa elsewhere. But anyways, that seems to be the implication, at least of the. Of the Shach, Tosos, other Rishonim, perhaps not the Rambam though. So the Piskei Tshuva here on the bottom talks about this issue. The Piskei Tshuva on the bottom, Shin Yud Gimel Aleph. So he says Ayin be Tshuvas Chsamso versimin Shinvav Shaharich beInyan im Bizman Hazeh Hu Isser Midoraisa O Midorabanan Baalma. That nowadays, so is this an Isser Doraisa or is it only an Isser Dorabanan? Meaning this whole thing. I mean, if you have a bechor nowadays, so during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, I understand the item was supposed to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash, and instead of being brought in the Beis Hamikdash, you're creating a mum, so it's not going to be brought on the mizbeach. But nowadays, it's not going to be brought on the mizbeach. So maybe there's no iser doraisa anymore nowadays. The Rambam parak. So, and what is his premise? So he says the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Misur Mizbeach posik shegam bizman hazeh humidoraisa. That he assumes, based from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that nowadays it certainly is Doraisa. V'das Rashi v'tosos v'harash, de'eno el midurabanan. That other Rishonim hold it's only durabanan. V'chasav sham, demas shekasav hashoel, I mean the question, the Chsam Sofer says, he quotes the Chsam Sofer, demas shekasav hashoel, the one asking the question, right, the nafka mina im besafik bechor de mutter lahatil mum lechatchila zu eino. That he says that the question would be if it's a safik bechor in the first place, meaning if it's a iser. I mean the questioner was asking, you know, if it's only an iser durabanan nowadays. So maybe we could say that if the animal was a safik mum, was a safik bechor in the first place, so then. To impose the mum nowadays is only durabanan, so therefore we could say safek durabanan lakula, and put the mum on, and then you can eat this animal already, right? That was the taina that the questioner was came up with. So the piske, so the Chsam Sofer says he says truth is that doesn't really help for that, right? The vaday, even according to Rashi and Tosus and the Rush. You wouldn't be able to say Safik Durabanan Lakula here anyways. Why? It's not even an Issur Durabanan in this case. The issue here is not really the Issur Durabanan. Rather, the issue is that it appears that you're creating a mum. That's the problem, right? So that it's gonna look like that anyways. Kevin da filu isur d'rabbanan leka elam yishum d'mechsei kematil v'im kain gam b'safek b'chor ho'il v'l'inyin gizva voda anu machzikim osol b'chor. And even though it's a safek b'chor, right, we're not sure if it's really the oldest or not, but with regards to shearing the wool and with regards to working it, we treat it as if it is a b'chor based on the chazaka misfeka d'oraisa. Shuv im anu matilin bo mum biyadayim in lecha nira kematil mum bekachim yoser mizeh. right? If we take this animal that we were saying, well, it's a suffix before, so we're going to, you know, grow all the hair on it, and everybody knows that it's the, you know, it's the bechor animal, and then we say, oh, look, we just learned this sugya, we get up to Simon Shin Yud Gimel, and look at that! Maybe it's only a suffix bechor anyways, and maybe I could put a mum on it. So Tom Sofer says, you can't do that, right? That's there you're taking an animal that had a cheskas kachim, and you're creating a mum. And that's a problem. That's what the problem is. Matul v'kachim yosem mizeh.
Why is it a suffix b'chor here?
If it would be a suffix b'chor. So a suffix b'chor would be... if it's a bale b'chor, so you have to be concerned that it's an isser d'oraisa, even though Rambam maybe would say that, you know, maybe nowadays it's not, but if you assume it's an isser d'oraisa, so then even though it's a suffix b'chor, so then suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, there's nothing you can do. But if it's an isser d'rabbanan bizman hazeh, so then if it's a suffix b'chor, so then we could say suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, right? And then we could say, go ahead and do you know, this animal, which is only a suffix b'chor anyways, and nowadays the whole thing's an isser d'rabbanan, so maybe you could go ahead and do it. So and create the mum. So the Rambam says, so the Chasam Sofer says, not a chance. The Chasam Sofer says, no, that's still going to be a problem that you're appearing like you're creating a mum, and therefore you can't be done. Right? V'yesh leser ayin sham od besof simen shin yud ches bezeh. Also look at the end of simen shin yud ches. V'ayin sham od v'gam besimen reish lam and vav mashakasuv be'inyan im yesh b'metzius lahakr v'zman hazeh al kolpanim karbanos tzibur. That nowadays, is there really a possibility of bringing Karbanos Sibur Bizman Hazeh? Meaning that plays a factor as well. So I did take a look at Simon Reish Lamed Vav. I did follow instructions. And Simon Reish Lamed Vav is a fascinating tshuva, where the person he's writing the tshuva to is none other than his father-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Right, he's sending a tshuva to Rabbi Akiva Eger in Posen, saying, hey, Rabbi Akiva Eger, I heard a rumor that you're entertaining this possibility from your Talmud, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, that you could go ahead and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh. And he has a couple of haras. This is one of the tshuvos that was written about the possibility of offering karbanos in the Makom HaMikdash. Nowadays, that was proposed by Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer earlier in the 1850s, and his Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva Eger. And the way the story goes, that if anybody actually agreed with him, it's unclear if anybody agreed with him, but the one most possible that agreed with him was Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Sam Sofer is writing a tshuva to Rabbi Akiva Eger, hey, how could this be about this offering of karbanos bizman hazeh? Now, that issue plays a role in trying to figure out how to understand the Rambam's position on this as well. So this is all circulating around this. Oh, look at that. I'll send along a source sheet then.
Hello?
Hello?
My board meeting is done.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
So I'll send along a source sheet then.
Okay. Sending it in the chat or?
No. Still haven't figured out how to do that with this.
Email?
Sent an email. Yes. Yes. The Facebook, whatever this thing is, the screen is, it was off my, something, I was off the charger, so it didn't have a charge, so I sort of like have it off to the side. I still need to keep it on the charge for tonight. Although, now we're gaining, we're almost, up to 20% already, those charge pretty fast. Okay, so, yes, we were discussing the issue of creating a mum. What exactly is the isser involved in creating a mum? So the Minchas Chinuch has an important piece on this as well. So I think it's on the source sheet on page 9, 10, someplace in that range, page which is the Minchas Chinuch Tuf Aleph. Back in this mitzvah here, mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin, Shelo Nitein Mum B'Kadshim, that one is not permitted to put a mum on Kadshim. So section Yud Zayin in the Minchas Chinuch. So on the left column.
Oh, Yud Zayin?
Well, Yud Zayin in the Minchas Chinuch. So it's page Tuf Aleph. On the left column, the second wide line under the Sefer HaChinuch.
There's two pages
in the Minchas Chinuch. There's a Shin Tzadi Ches, which we did already, and then there's Tuf Aleph. So,
yeah,
Tuf Aleph here. So he says, V'nira b'das harav ha-machaber, right, about the Sefer HaChinuch. The Dafka Malkus einu chayv, aval over belav, below tase af bizman hazeh. But it sounds like, from the Sefer HaChinuch, that even nowadays, there's no possibility, officially, of offering it as a korban, so there's still going to be a losase nowadays, meaning you're not going to get makus today, but you will. There is a lotase, so he needs to figure out why would that be. Meaning, it should be all or nothing. I mean, if it's an iser doraisa, so then it's an iser doraisa, and you get makus. If it's not a doraisa bismanase, so why are we saying that I understand why you don't get makus, but why should you even be called a lav? So vayim bekesef mishnah v'lechem mishnah tameyu bezeh, and see the kesef mishnah lechem mishnah. Amar Rava, dinira kematil mum. I skipped the line here. Tameyu bezeh de ba'avodah zara yud gimel amid beis, because there is a gemara in avodah zara that says Amar Rava, dinira kematil mum bekachim umakshe hamum ma'alyahu umetareit dafka bezman shebeis emegdash kayim dechazi lahakrava. Lo chazi legufe velo dami ayin sham. In kim uvur behedya de eno el durabanan dinira kamata mum bekachim. That there is a gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah that seems to imply that nowadays, in the absence of the ability of offering, in the absence of a beis hamikdash, so the prohibition of creating a mum slides back to only being an iser durabanan. Right. So the Rambam seems to say that it's doraisa. Yes, you're not going to be chayiv makos, but we have this. It sounds like Beferish Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah that seems to say that that creating a mum nowadays would only be an iser derabanan. So the Minchas Chinuch explains. He says, "V'nei yesh liyashiv v'pshitos." He could give the obvious answer, or answer simply, "The emes kivan de kedusha rishona kitsha shaita v'kitsha gam laasid lavo." He says the original kedusha that was imposed in the that when we impose kedusha there in the Beis Hamikdash, it was kedusha for then as well as for the future, and that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds in Perek Vav in Beis Habachira Locha Tesvav Shehivanu Le'el, which we brought earlier, Umakriven Afa Pisha Ein Bais. That in theory, the Rambam suggests that you could offer korbanos even in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because he says the kedusha is still there, even in the absence of the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. The kedusha is still there, and technically one could go and offer korbanos there. Vayin Rambam Perek Yutesi Meiser Korbanos Lachatesvav the Posik Rabbi Yochanan that Shochet Kachim Bechutz Bizman Hazeh Chayiv. Right, if you take Kachim and shecht it outside of the Beis Hamikdash, so guess what? You're Chayiv Kachim Bechutz. There's no Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, but there is Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. So because you're shechting outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Kachim, you're still going to be Chayev. All of those halachos are still in force. Right? Because in theory, you could bring it, even though there's no Mizbeach. But there could be a Mizbeach. So therefore, you are Chayev on these things. So says the Minchas Chinuch, just as there's an Isser of offering Kachim, of shechting a kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash, because we're going to say that that's kachim b'chutz, it's kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash, so too there's an iser of creating a mum, because technically it could be offered in the Beis HaMikdash. It just happens to be there's no mizbeach built right now, and there's no walls of the Beis HaMikdash. If you try to do such a thing, right, the Arab police will come and throw you out head first, right? But in theory, right, you could, notwithstanding these ideas, you could go ahead and do it. Luckily, you could go ahead and do it. The kedusha is still there. So therefore, kiroi lakrav hayom gam kin shiyavan mizbeach kamosh chutei chutz. It would be the same thing. But so what about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where it seemed to say that it's only an issur derabanan? So he says, avav asugid avodah zarah sham the parach tchila v'nishchatei mishchat. Ein sham tosus dir masav nishkotei. Deinu chayiv mishum shkutei chutz. Right there, it seems to imply that you're not chayiv shkutei chutz nowadays. Ozo l'shitas de kedusha samikdash v'yushalayim b'teila. Delo kitchel liasid lavo. He says, oh, that's according to the other shita. Meaning there is this, there's a machlokas that appears, I don't know, 10, 15 times in Shas, right, about this. Is the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, I should say, is that still extant, right? Does it still exist? So the Rambam holds yes, right? And the Ravid holds no. So the Rambam says yes, so therefore all these halachas are still in force, and the Ravid holds not, right? But that machlokas is really a machlokas because there are various gemaras that seem to imply one way or the other way. And sometimes, and they're in conflict with each other. So it sounds, so often the way of resolving that is, oh, that's according to one school of thought that the Kedusha is still there, or opposed to the other school of thought, meaning it sort of slides down that way, that never actually gets resolved throughout the Gemara, right? It's similar to like the Uber Yerech Imo, Uber Lav Yerech Imo Machlokas that appears so many times in the Gemara, right? And it continues to be a Machlokas Rishonim, because it just never gets resolved, or... I was just thinking of another example along those lines. In Yevamos, the sugya of Zika, Lav Zika, Yesh Zika, or Ein Zika, right? Is that so? It's never like entire sugyas are put in one category or the other category, and never in terms of the psak, it doesn't really get resolved. So the Minchas Chinuch says is, oh, that Gemara that says that it's only the Rabbanim is manazeh, that's going in the sugya of lo kitcha liyasad lavo. But the Rambam holds there is kitcha liyasad lavo. The kedusha of the mizbeach is still there. So therefore, all of these halachos are still apply. He says, v'adif lo markein, kiven the plukta de tanai become mukamos. Right? It makes sense because there's this machlokas in several places. I kitcha ilo, whether it's kadosh or not. Sugya azalamanda amar lo kitcha imkein enu chayiv. So that sugya is going according to, if you hold it's not kadosh, and therefore you're not chayiv. But the Rambam, in Beis HaBechira, the Sover, the Kitcha Liyasad Lavo, he holds it is. The Sover, the Shchut Echutz, is Vanaze Chayiv. Im Kain Ein Tzar Klal, Dolo Ye Aser Lahatel Bamum, Al Kain Sover, the Over Belo Tasei. So if you're going to assume that Kachay Chutz, that Shchut Echutz, that Shechting Korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, is still a Lotasei today, so that means it's also going to be an Aser to create a Mum nowadays. He says, okay, but if that's the case, so then why is there no Makos? Meaning if the Isser is still intact, right, it's still intact because there's still a, you technically could still bring Kachim nowadays, according to the Rambam, so there's just technical reasons why we don't, so then why is there no Makos? Right, ach mikol makom tzarich iyun. Right, amai ein lokin. Why do you not get makus? Be'efshar shahayel Rambam mitzad hasfara eiz achilut. Maybe the Rambam has some kind of distinction. He says, yeah, there's a lav, but there's no makus. Uve gemara einu mavur lehedya delokim is manazeh. Alkein einu mechayvu makus. We call makom tzarich iyun. But yet he leaves it as a question.
How do you do makus is manazeh?
Well, you might not be able to, but it's first of all, you still could in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the Sanhedrin still continued. So I don't know, were they still giving makos in Yavne and all these I don't know. But you still. But the question is not whether you did it. The question is whether you would be chayiv to do it, right? Or is there still? I mean, did somehow the lav, did the prohibition somehow get diminished somewhat in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash? So if you're going to full-throatedly say that no, the Kedusha is still there, it's just there happens to be a mosque that's built there right now, but the Kedusha is all still intact, so then why is there no Makos? So he suggests, oh, you have to figure out some kind of chiluk that you're going to set up. Yeah, so in the next paragraph he continues on and says, this is Vilfizel Ludas Haraivid Sham, the Ein Makrivin Ata, that we don't offer it nowadays, near the Ein Isser Hatalas Mum, Miator Rak Midurban. So first of all, according to the Ravid, that there's no Kedusha nowadays, so he's going to say that this whole thing is only Durbana nowadays, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. But then he says, I saw in certain ideas of the Achronim. So it says, and see the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer is alluded to in the Pesukei Teshuvah that we quoted to before. He says, "Hirgishu bezeh upilpulu ba'orech, right? Ukvar kasafti l'el perak parshas achrimos. Delinian shchutei chutz eino chayiv." Yes, it's true that shchutei chutz you're not going to be chayiv, even according to the Rambam. The michayiv v'zman hazeh mikol malkum b'bechor hanolad b'chutz la'aretz came into eino royal hakrava afil b'zman hamikdash k'mivur perak avim b'choros halacha hay. In Cain eino she'eno roi lavu bifnim, eno chay mishum shchutei chutz v'afil b'zman hamikdash. So he says, well, we do have an example of something that is not able to be offered, but yet maybe would still have the prohibition. He says, what about the halacha is that an animal from born in chutz la'aretz is not able to be offered as a korban. So, let's say you were makdashit. So he says, well, if you're makdashit, it's not able to be offered, even when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. So therefore, if you're not able to offer it, you're not chai because of shchutei chutz, even when the Beis Hamikdash was alive. He says, and according to this, also b'chor, in these countries, the hainu chutz la'aretz, eino asher lahatel bo mum min ha-Torah, af l'dasa Rambam, v'efsher l'inyan mum chamor, kamo shekasafti le'el, and maybe a mum is worse. He says, yeah, I'll give you the following dispensation. Might be that even according to the Rambam, creating a mum on a bechor born in chutz la'aretz, maybe that's that he would say is only derabanan. That is his that is the dispensation that the Minchas Chinuch gives out, and also Chassam Sofer also developed that as well. So that might only be an iser derabanan, and maybe there you can have some of the kula suffik derabanan lakula that we applied before.
But these animals are there as Yisrael. I mean, why is that chutz la'aretz?
No, if in the case of an animal born in chutz la'aretz, so it has kedushas before, but if it can't be offered as a korban, that is a caveat. It's not able to be offered as a korban. It has kedushas before, it can't be offered as a korban. So therefore, maybe the iser of lahatil mum is still existing, but only on a level of the rabbanon, not on the do'oraisa. Just to finish this off, so on the I don't even have a copy. I saw it quoted someplace alluding to that the Griz in his comments on Menachos so discusses this issue as well, and that's towards the end of the section there. So it happens to be in the LMS based Medrash, they happen to have a Griz on Shas. So there. There it is, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, so on the I think the second page, the paragraph on the bottom that begins with the words Vahanira Bezeh. So I forgot which pages
on the first page.
On the first page there, okay. So Vahanira Bezeh, Dine Haramba Mesof Hilchos Psuli Hamukdashim Kasav, Vahain Kachim Shehutal Behemum, Haocha Behem Kizayas Loke. Harehim bechlal kol toeva ach yolid lehem mum achav yevom. No.
But this is not. That's not the nearer.
No.
It's on this page.
No, no, no. Where was it? Let me put the right. Oh, here. It's on the source sheet. I'm sorry. Okay. This one makes more sense. Okay, this is the right one. So the one on the source page there, right? It says Venira bezeh od dinei shitas haravim hilchos isurei mizbeach. The matil mum b'bal mum eino loke. Right, the Rambam who says that you're not chayiv makos umashva de iser tor ika ukfar ama bezeh lachem mishta v'ratzel lidchok de mutter gamkin aval. Loshen Rambam lo mashma kedvar. Right, the Rambam doesn't sound like that. It sounds like that it's mamish k'matil mum b'zman hazeh shiksev de eino loke aval iser min haTorah. V'nei l'chor etzarachiyan ala Rambam misugya d'hacha. D'matirin l'hatil bo mum, l'man d'amar matil mum b'bal mum, d'eino loke. Right, there's another aspect that if it already has imum to create imum, what's the status there? Are you still in violation of the issur d'oraisa of that or not? He says v'nir b'zeh dinei atosus pirshu da mishnah b'choros v'abraisa didan chalukin heim b'zeh da braisa mairi ba'ofen shemutter lahatil mum mishum de'ein lo refu acheres. Ayin sham v'nir da Rambam mefarish ein achinami de masis negatani de chacham asurim lahatil b'mum who gamkein ba'ofen de braisa el de chacham and the where did he lakach katani levan? Where did he? Ah, okay, go to the next paragraph, sorry. Harambam. Harambam behilchos isuri mizbeach. So there, pasuk, dematil mum bizman hazeh, eno lokim in a taira, verak bizman hamikdash lokin. Alzeh, mishum dahaya roi lekorban upsalo. He says, you're only chayiv, makos, if you have both aspects. That A, you've created a problem, and it's able to be offered on the Mizbeach, and you've made it so that it can't be offered on the Mizbeach. Right? Umash midvarav dahad delokin al hatalas mum, the fact that you get malchus for creating a mum, is mishum dahani maisav l'posl mikorban. Right? Because your action has caused it to be disqualified from being offered as a korban. V'lakach bizman hazeh, deloma hani maisav, that your actions don't do that, afalgav de be'etzem ha-korban lo hava shum chisaron, even though technically it could be offered, right? There's nothing lacking from being offered as a korban, right? The ha'yeh roi lahakriv b'shiyavne beis hamigdash olamandu demakriven afal pi she'ein bias mikol makom kevedu b'metzias lo chazi lahakriv lo mahani maisav mishum hachi eno loke. He says, yes, it's true. It has full-fledged kedushas b'chor. And yes, it's true that we have technically there's kedushas based on migdash, and you could bring it as a korban there. But lamaisa, it's not able to be offered as a korban bizman hazeh. It's just not going to be able to. So whatever reason we're going to come up with, that it's just not going to be able to be offered as a korban. So therefore, there is still going to be a lav, but you're not going to be chayiv makos. Because you're not actually holding it back from being offered as a korban. V'lomishum de osa ma'isa talas mum, right? V'lefiza nicha had the sphere lay la Rambam. Da had the matem mum be bali mumim eno loke hainu dafka b'mum kavua k'mavur lehedi bedvarav. Because right, it's only if you create a mum kavua. Because if you create a mum kavua, so then you're keeping it from being offered on the mizbeach. Right, as we see explicitly, the chashiv shama mum da havu safik kavuin safik overin v'chasav al zed lefichach im hitil b'mum acher eno loke. In a loka ayin sham umash v'di'im hayamum over bevadai hayaloka. Should the mum over ahanim the sarach iyan lefizan? There's different. He makes the point someplace in these. There's four pages I put down. Okay, I'm not sure I've got the right down. All right, you're only chayiv makos if you make it so that it's not able to be offered as a korban. And he says, but maybe the Beis Hamikdash will all of a sudden come and you'll be able to offer it as a korban. But because you created a mum in it, you've now disqualified it from being offered on the Mizbeach. So he says, yeah, okay, fine. But when you did it and you were warned about doing it, that was only considered to be hasra safik. That was only a questionable hasra, because who knows? It could be the Beis Hamikdash is going to come, but maybe it won't. So therefore, you can't say that it is a full-fledged hasra, and therefore you can't say it's a full-fledged lav, that you yourself are the one that are disqualifying it from being offered on the Mizbeach. So therefore, while according to the Rambam, the lav d'oraisa is still completely in force, the lav, the iser, the chi of makus is not going to be applicable, because technically, nowadays, it's just not going to be able to be offered as a korban in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash itself, even though the Kedusha of the Bechor is there and the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is there. That's the Brisker Rav's suggestion someplace over the course of that piece that I was reading over today.
It sounds like at the moment that you're creating a mum, it was not capable of being offered. That's the Metzius. So therefore, that's not the simple way of looking at it. At that moment, it's not capable of being offered because there's no facility to do that. But then you create a mum, That's already...
Well, there's quasi-facility, too. That's why the Rambam would still hold that it is a problem, meaning the Kedusha is still there, the ingredients are there. So that's enough to create a Lav D'Oraisa, it's just not enough to create an Isser Makos. It sounds like the Lav D'Oraisa is on creating the Mum. The Isser Makos is if, by creating that Mum, you're now causing it to not be able to be offered on the Mizbeach. But if it wasn't going to be offered on Mizbeach anyways, because, I don't know, there was no Mizbeach, right? So therefore, you can't impose an Isser Makos on that type of scenario. So that's some of the excitement surrounding the issue of creating the Mum, and right, the Grumma issue and stuff. So there's all sorts of things that are flying around here that you probably never really come across, even though it really does have some significant applications, I think, to other areas of Halacha. I hear issues that might need my help outside this room, so maybe we'll stop here, and Mirza Hashem pick up next week.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.